false start. Disco Knight in Cass City early. And it's going to push them back 5 yards, first and 15, now at their own 22-yard line.
Well, Cass City gets exactly what they needed. They get pushed back deep into their own territory, a penalty, and then a turnover helps get them the football. So what do? Get a penalty of your own to back yourself up.
It's a handoff to the big man, number 33, T.J. Moore, coming around the right end out to the 26-yard line, brought down by a number 4. We're not exactly sure who that is. We'll get with you on that. I promise these are updated rosters. We'll find out these names for you soon enough. Second and 10 after no gain on that first play from DJ Moore. Working off the right hash at the 27. T formation. And it's a handoff to the big man, this time to the left side, dragging his defenders all the way across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. There's a red jersey in the bottom of that pile. That'd be number 3, Nick Perry. Running back, linebacker for Cass City, brings in 9 yards, just shy of the first down, second and less than a yard to go.
Yeah, he's one of the shorter guys on the team, but he runs very low to the ground. He's very strong, very tough, and clearly dragged half of the defensive line for Lakers down the field close to the first down marker.
Second down. This should be third down.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And they're going to be measuring this one as they want to make sure they get this call right with 9:26 left in the first quarter. Still scoreless in Cass City as Lakers are on the road. Lakers had all the energy initially, but a fumble on the reverse gives the ball back to Cass City as the first down is, they are shy of the first down according to the official measurement by about 4 inches.
By about that much.
That much. Third down and inches for Cass City at their own 37-yard line. In between the hash marks, moving left to right across your radio. Maroon home jerseys, white numbers, white pants, and maroon helmets with white face masks. Very clear numbers on both sides of the ball here, as long as we knew their names. T formation for Cass City. It's a handoff to number 11 through the gap. Brad Acker has the first down by about a yard. Gain of 2 on the play, enough to move the chains for Cass City.
Yeah, just a dive forward there basically for Cass City as they take that end backer, which happens to be Brad Hacker, in the wing tee. He just dives straight ahead right at the defensive line. And number 89, Travis Deering, who's playing the linebacker position, comes up to finish him off, but not until Cass City gets a reset of downs.
Number 6, Sandon Cuthrell at quarterback, trying to come around the right end and trying to turn around that corner, and he is forced out of bounds by the tackling machine of Brandon Wischlager for no gain, maybe a gain of a yard out to the 39-yard. They're actually going to spot him at the 38 for no gain on that play. Second down, still 10 to go.
Very interesting to see here. Sandon Cuthrell staying in the game, gets his number called. We were just talking about that in the pregame a little bit, Clark, as Hunter Vaughn really at quarterback was a game manager. You never really seen a play dialed to his number, you know, his name ever called up. So now all of a sudden you see the freshman, Sandon Cuthrell, come in to run the offense.
It's a handoff to Nick Perry right up the gun out across the 40-yard line. And brought down by Bailey Kershevsky, the linebacker for Lakers. He's a senior. That's a gain of 2 yards in the play. Third down, 8 to go for the Redhawks.
Yeah, third down, a long 8 at that. Lakers defense showing why they are the top defense in the West as they are forcing third and long now. We'll see if Cass City, at close to midfield here, their own 40-yard line. This is probably 4-down territory already for them. So they don't need all 8 yards on this play, but if they can get 5 or 6, they'd feel really good about going for it on fourth down.
T formation, Sandon Cuthrell under center. It's a handoff around the left end to number 11, Brad Hacker. Flags fly, and Hacker is shy of the first down marker. He gets across the 45. They're going to mark him down at the 46, and the flag appears to be against Cass City, so it's not going to matter regardless. The penalty flag is at the 39-yard line, and it's a hold against the maroon and white, so push him back 10 yards, a yard behind the original line of scrimmage. So going from a 3rd and 8, repeat the down, to 3rd and 19.
Exactly. That's the second time already the head official in this game has called the flag himself from the backfield. The only Cass City Redhawk in the area that could have been called for a penalty there was 33, T.J. Moore. He was the lead running back, actually blocker on that play, and it must have been him that was called for the hold. Now we're going to see freshman quarterback Sandon Cuthrell spread him out, 3 receivers.
Sandon Cuthrell looking to pass, and he is hammered in the backfield And as even before he could come down, that ball came loose by number 7, Keegan Valentine, came in like a cannon and knocked him to the ground. And luckily for them, for Sandin Cathrell, Eric Peters was there to jump on that football and save the fourth down. And Lakers could have had a very short field to work with, but instead a fourth down and a country mile.
Yeah, Eric Peters is your center. He very heads up play there, realized that the ball was loose. He jumped on it. But I got to think they have a good punter here. T.J. Moore would be punting it away here.
A little confusion from the chain gang at the moment as they just moved the sticks, thinking it was a turnover of downs. So this one, they're going to move the chains back to where they were. I do believe the first down marker should be at the 48-yard line, if I believe.
They're getting close to that now.
All right,
now.
There we go. Okay.
Very close.
So the first down marker's at the 48-yard line. The line of scrimmage.
I think the official just said, don't touch those anymore. All right, let's play ball.
The line of scrimmage is at the 22-yard line. First down marker is at Scott's Quick Stop. Here's the punt away from T.J. Moore. Gets across midfield, bounces at the 47 of Lakers, inside the 41, almost to the 40-yard line, where it's down by Brendan Hamilton on special teams. And Cass City, they cannot hammer home on their first possession, and it's still scoreless with 7:15 left in the first.
Well, the big thing on the first drive for each team, penalties, Clark. Both teams penalized heavily on their first drive, causing third down and country miles. This time it led to a sack and almost a fumble for Lakers' first possession. It was a fumble and a turnover. So both teams living on the edge here. Got a drive going early, but it simmered out really fast. We'll see what Lakers, if they go back to throwing the football a little bit, knowing they had some early success.
Slot and receiver to the right, and it's a handoff to the left, and Cass City is there to meet him in the backfield. Brendan Wisner hands it off to number 80 for Lakers. That's Jacob Kretschmer, and he's brought down by Dalton Powell, the defensive end for the Cass City, for a loss of 3 on the play, pushing Lakers back to their own 38-yard line. Right to left across your radio, scoreless, with 6:50 left in the first quarter, Lakers at Cass City.
Right, so now with Hunter Seeley nursing a hand injury on the sideline, Jacob Kretschmer slides into the backfield, and they have a trips formation on the right of wide receivers right on the end of the line.
Wisner rolling to his right, looking to pass, lets it fly, and it's caught by Keegan. Actually, it's dropped by Keegan Valentine on the run of the 45-yard line. A nice-looking play. It was a jailbreak, practically, into the backfield. Wisner is able to get away from it and falls incomplete, 3rd and 13.
Yeah, some of those defensive linemen are allowed to come into the backfield, Clark, on purpose, because it is a designed play-action roll-out to Brennan Wisner's throwing side, which is the right side. So some of those DNs are allowed to come in because they're going to be out of the play anyways, and Wisner is athletic and fast enough to get out of the pocket and throw the football, and he delivered a strike right on the numbers. Keegan Valentine doesn't drop those very often.
Taylor Cady in motion to the right, back to pass. Wisner lets his fly his way over the head of Keegan Valentine, as there's a little confusion there at midfield at the 50-yard line. Falls incomplete, and now Cass City is forcing Lakers to punt on a quick 3-and-out.
Now, Brennan Wisner was under pressure. He's seen his favorite receiver, Keegan Valentine, open. Keegan Valentine, though, was seen the opening. He felt the opening in the zone and settled down his line, or his route. He cut it off a little early because he was in that opening, but obviously the quarterback not having enough time to realize that he cut his route off early, overthrew the football. Fortunately for them, it does not end up in an interception.
The last two possessions combined between Cass City and Lakers, we've had a combined negative 8 yards and resulted in 2 punts. Here's the punt away from Keegan Valentine. Doesn't go too far. It bounces at the Cass City 43, but takes a big Laker bounce all the way down to the 31, where it is downed by number 80, Jacob Kretschmer. And it will be Cass City ball, 1st and 10 from their own 31.
Yeah, not great contact made there, but he gets a break. Sometimes, like some of your drives, Clark, you hit it off the end of the club. Sometimes you get a nice bounce, and it rolls ahead for you, and you can keep playing it.
I got to tell you, I've been hitting more trees the past 2 weeks, and somehow they keep going into the fairway.
Well,
I'm not sure how it's happening.
Basically what you saw there is I thought it went straight to the right, and that thing kicked straight forward back into play. And so a good Laker bounce. Cass City will take over football here at their own 31-yard line.
That was 3 weeks ago. He hit a golf